It's Monday evening, the sun's out, and the first day of the week is over. And there'll be many of us on the way back from work, perhaps wanting to unwind with a beer or two. Or perhaps the odd glass of wine. The price we pay for our alcohol, though, looks like it could be set to rise after the Home Secretary, Theresa May, laid out the government's plan to impose a minimum price of 40p on every unit of alcohol sold.
Strong evidence from a number of studies shows that alcohol consumption is closely linked to the price of alcohol. And these studies showed that increasing the price of the very cheapest alcohol does most to reduce heavy drinking.
The government's plans have been supported by the Sheffield Alcohol Research Group, which has led the way in researching how a minimum price for alcohol could affect how much we drink. Dr. John Holmes says introducing a minimum price will affect a certain type of drinker.
People, when they binge drink, they often drink at home first. There are still special offers available in pubs and clubs, although typically minimum pricing won't hit the price of those drinks, but it will hit the price of the drinks they're drinking before they go out. Where minimum pricing will have much more effect is on people's sort of day-to-day consumption, where people are maybe drinking two or three bottles of wine a week.
But what about the price we pay for a drink when we head to the pub or go out for a night in the city? Well, it's thought prices for those drinks won't be affected. So what happens when pubs or clubs offer customers cheap drink deals? Well, last year, Carol Hibbard's daughter was hit by a bus as she left an all-day drinking event at the University of Sheffield Students' Union.
I had not been home from work very long when I had a telephone call from a policeman who said that he was ringing to say that she'd been involved in a road traffic accident with a bus. She was in hospital for just under 4 weeks and she suffered a transverse fracture to her skull. She broke her jaw in two places.
In light of the incident, the union has recently changed its alcohol policy and will now not serve alcohol before midday, and all its drinks will cost over £1.50. Also, the finance officer, Harry Horton, told us that since 2010, the union has set its own minimum price for a unit of alcohol at 50p, 10p above what the government are proposing. So has this had an impact on their business?
Not at all, no, not at all. By introducing a minimum price doesn't mean that you have ridiculously expensive, unaffordable drinks. It just means that you don't sell the cheap drinks that people don't want to hear about. So, you know, we can't sell shots of alcohol for, you know, kind of less than 50p and things like that.
And Carol Hibbard reckons that the government's plans will fail to properly address the overall issue of binge drinking.
I think it's encouraging that they're trying to address it, but I don't think that's necessarily the answer to maintain a minimum price. It seems like a positive thing that the government is trying to do, but I don't think that it's going to have the desired effect.
So it appears that depending on where you buy your alcohol, you could soon